Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Morning Sports anchor Brad Heller. Mets outfielder J.D. Davis, the latest player to speak out on the Astros sign-stealing scandal. J.D. was a rookie on that 2017 team. He played in 24 games. Back in December, he originally said he didn't have any knowledge of the sign-stealing, but today in Port St. Lucie, he told reporters he spoke prematurely and answered questions about the scandal.
You know, back in December, we had that same, question. And, I spoke a little bit prematurely. I spoke before the MLB or during the MLB investigation. And so, I was a rookie, and I was, going up and down the system, and I was, fighting for my life. And, MLB called, and I cooperated with them. And, cooperated with them. And I just made my statements, and back to the December comment and the interview, I spoke prematurely.
So you obviously were aware then of what was going on, and you said you were fighting for your major league life at that point. What is your mindset when you get up there, you see what's happening? As a rookie in that position, I'm sure it's difficult to make any sort of impact in that regard. But what were you thinking when you came in?
Yeah, as a 24-year-old at the time, I was pretty starstruck with the whole thing of, being around some of the veteran guys, being in a big league clubhouse and everything. And so, I've learned a lot over there, and just growing up over there through the system, and again, what I've applied, as the years gone by, and I applied last year, and having a breakout season last year, and I'm trying to, learn from what I've, the failures and the success, and apply it to this 2020 season, and I'm excited.
JD, are you embarrassed to be a part of that organization, to look back at that part of your life?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I think the not only the fans, want the game to be fair. I know you guys want it to be fair as well. You want to cover a game where, it's fair to everybody, and again to the peers as well. And of course, everybody that's part of the 2017 Astros, they feel regrettable about that decision, and looking back, as a young guy, being exposed to that in 2017, and looking back now, and getting a full season under my belt, of course it's regrettable, and you feel ashamed, a part of it. And so, I've learned again what not to do, and I've applied it, to the 2019 season, having a breakout, and then learning from it and getting ready for the 2020 season with these guys.
There was the first time you got called up that year, and you learn about it, that this is the thing that's going on. What do you remember thinking when you first came?
I know you guys have to ask these questions and everything, and there wasn't much I was really thinking about. I can't really remember any of those thoughts or anything like that. It was 2-3 years ago. I'm with the Mets this year, I'm ready to turn the page, and it's terrible for baseball. Baseball took a couple steps backwards because of these events and the investigation that applied to it. Anybody that gets crowned World Series champion, it's not only a big deal, but it's a big deal for the baseball world and how they've earned it, and they've gone through the 162 games and through the playoffs and everything. And so to have the incident is very unfortunate for the game of baseball.
I know you say you can't remember your exact thoughts in that moment, but given that it was your first time in a major league clubhouse, do you remember thinking this is wrong, this crosses the line, or okay, maybe this is how things are done up here? Do you remember having those thoughts at all?
I mean, I'd say a little bit of everything. I didn't really think much of it. Going up there fresh, new, being part of the major league clubhouse, major league guys, it was the norm. I have no idea. I've never been in another big league clubhouse to compare the two, but you know, looking back at the situation, the details of it, and, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible for the game of baseball.
Jamie, did you see anything?
Guys, we're going to have one more question.
Jamie, did you see what went on there yesterday with the Astros? Like, did you watch any of the stuff on TV or after the fact just to see the guys apologizing and that sort of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I did see a little bit of it, you know, with the whole statements and everything like that. And, credit to Carlos Correa, you know, coming out and owning it. I love that about him. Carlos was one of those guys in the clubhouse that was a straight-up guy, and he was one of those guys that took me under the wing when I went up there. And, you know, to answer your question, yeah, credit to Carlos.
Good, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
You've used the term regret a few times. What do you regret? What do you regret? You've used that term a couple of times.
You know, it's, you know, based upon the situation of, you know, being part of it, you know, I what I've said before and early in the questions, you know, I spoke prematurely and I was aware of it, you know, and, you know, it, in the big sample size, you know, again, what I've said before, you know, whoever gets crowned World Series champion has to earn it. And, it's unfair to the peers. It's unfair to the fans. It's unfair to you guys, the writers as well.
Was aware of it or also used it?
You know, I was aware of it, and, you know, again, I was a guy that was, you know, going up and down the system. I was starstruck, and, you know,
That's Mets outfielder J.D. Davis, again, a rookie on that 2017 Astros team. He had a breakout season last year for the Mets and hoping to move on from the scandal and on to bigger and better things for the Mets in 2020. This is Morning Sports Anchor Brad Heller.